Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Well, we're getting into this election year. And as you know, there is a possible war brewing on our southern border. Specifically an area in Texas around this camp. There's barbed wire there. Now, it depends on which side of the political fence you are, or which side either you want them to come, say, hey, just take the wire down, let them come in, or you want the border secure. Well, Fox News, about 2 hours ago, came out with this.
The Chicago area facing a two-front battle over Biden's border crisis, a migrant surge coupled with a related rise in retail theft. In the nearby suburb of Oak Brook, Illinois, authorities say six migrants from Venezuela and Chile stole more than $10,000 along with merchandise from a Macy's department store. Those thefts happening in two separate incidences on the same day. Oak Brook Chief of Police Brian Strachas says it's only part of a growing problem in his community, and he joins us now. Chief, thanks for being with us. We hear from the mayor of Chicago about how this has become a problem in the city of Chicago, but here you are in the suburbs of Chicago seeing the same thing.
Yeah, you know, just to put it in context, Oak Brook is in DuPage County. Chicago's in Cook County. We're about 12 miles due west of Chicago. There's a much different philosophy in terms of policing and prosecution in DuPage County versus Cook County. State's Attorney Bob Merlin and his team charges these offenses with burglary most times and files motions to detain. Oftentimes those motions are denied, but they're filing those motions. They're charging these people appropriately and trying to get ahead of this problem.
Let's take a look at what that problem has entailed in your city of Oak Brook. From October 23rd to January 17th, like we have some we can put up on the screen here, the number of illegal immigrants arrested is at 47. So I'm curious, Chief, like what kind of increase is that from what you've seen in the past?
It's a lot. It's definitely actually it's at 55 now in that time frame. And that's taxing for any department. Our department is 42 officers sworn. So that's taking officers away from other responsibilities and dedicating them to our retail areas to make sure that we keep those areas safe.
Well, what you just brought up retail areas. So what kind of crime are we talking about?
Well, Oak Brook has the second largest shopping center in the state of Illinois. It's a huge economic engine, not only for our village, but also for the state of Illinois. And with this increase in illegal migrants coming out and committing retail thefts and burglaries, it's definitely putting our department in a position to where we have to respond to this and deal with anything else that we're dealing with on a daily basis. I mean, as you're well aware, there's no lack of crime in the Chicagoland area, but to dedicate a significant amount of resources to protect these areas is taxing for any police department.
Out of curiosity, I don't know if you have this off the top of your head, but with that, with, you know, 55 different arrests, you have some sample size of the illegal immigration issue in Chicago. Where are they coming from?
They're definitely coming from Chicago. We're seeing them come out on buses, sometimes in vehicles.
I mean, originally. Where are they from? Are they from Central America, Mexico? Where are they from?
Mostly from Venezuela. Most of our arrests are Venezuelan migrants.
That's fascinating.
And what we're seeing, too, is some of them have been arrested by other agencies in the Chicagoland area. We even had one incident where we searched a vehicle after the arrest, and there was an ICE bracelet in the vehicle that was cut off by the offender that was previously arrested. So this is a real problem, and it's, you know, the effects of illegal migrants coming here and exploiting certain elements of this country and not embracing it is certainly felt by agencies, cities smaller than Chicago and other areas where they're staying.
All right, Chief Brian Strachas, thanks for being with us this morning, highlighting this problem.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart.
So, as you heard from the Oak Brook Police Chief, this is a growing problem. But people in Chicago already know this. I feel sorry for you, all of you that have to experience this. It's just amazing. And the issue at the border is not much better. We've got the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who he says he's doing the job of the governor. I mean, the president of the United States. And they got barbed wire and containers blocking basically a barrier between United States and Mexico. And you probably heard that a mother and her two children had drowned in the Rio Grande River. Now, this is the issue. Some people say, well, they took their chances when they traveled all that way. But the one issue is that some will say, well, what about, you know, who it basically, and I'm trying to get these words out the best I can. And what it is that, do we know about the children? Well, let's go on that, since this show podcast is about the children. How many of them are being used by the cartels to get people across the border so they could get asylum, just to have those same kids go back around and do it again and again and again? Some border agents have, for to be anonymous, said that they had to, they seen the same kids 2, 3, 5, 10 times. And in the wrestling world, I think you heard of this. Vince McMahon, the CEO of this TKQ or whatever it is, he had to step down because of allegations of sexual abuse, sexual assault, and sex trafficking. And I'll tell you right now, this isn't the first time he's been accused of this. He continues to be accused over and over and over and over and over. And because he's a billionaire, he feels he can get away with it. This has gone to the front of it. And this is an election year. Ask your politicians, you know, the ones that are saying, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You just get me elected and I'll make sure that this sex trafficking is stopped. Or you get me elected, I'll make sure that the wealthy pay their fair share. How many times have you heard that? How many times do they say, just get me in there and I'll make sure that this is done? Too many times, I'd say. Way too many times. But this continues to go on. And before recently, Sound of Freedom, that's a movie, which had issues. And I told you my experience, but if you didn't, I went to see the movie Sound of Freedom at the Cinemark on Edison Road in Mishawaka, Indiana. And they said, they got very few seats left. So I picked my seat. When I came in there, I got my refreshments and all, went in there. And I know, looking around, and there's hardly anybody there. So I figured I'm there early. Sat down and still looking around. When the movie ended, I looked around and there were maybe 10 people, including myself, in the theater. It's almost as if they don't want anyone to be talking about the child trafficking and child sex trafficking. Also, the Jeffrey Epstein flight log Bill Clinton was on that list. Now, they tried saying that Donald Trump was on that list, but upon I did a little bit more research, and Donald Trump was not. They had a picture of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, but that was at Mar-a-Lago. But that's not the point of this. The point is that sex trafficking is everywhere. Vince McMahon, he's an opportunist. So if he can hang somebody else out to dry, he's going to do it. Brock Lesnar, he was supposed to come back to the WWE with, and I think Vince McMahon had something to do with him coming back. Now with Vince McMahon resigning his position at TKO, all of a sudden now Brock Lesnar's return is put on hold. You know, that would really be suspicious. Some people say, did Brock Lesnar participate in what Vince McMahon was doing? Or was he just somebody innocent? And for that matter, what about the wrestlers that have been there for over 10 years? Did they participate in the sex trafficking? Are the wrestlers going to be brought out for sexual assault on the female divas? This is the year, in fact, past couple years, they've been bringing this out more and more and more. Kevin Spacey, remember him? Hollywood is trying to help him. You got Charlie Sheen, remember when, come to find out, he was HIV positive and that he was in bed with these women? Now, I don't know if they were actually having sex at the time, but, you know, you have to think, okay, what? If you are a wrestling fan, are you going to continue watching the WWE? Are you going to watch TNA? Listen to the title of Impact Wrestling. TNA. I started watching like old TV shows in the 80s, from 70s and 80s, listening to songs like, I think you've heard the song I'll Be Watching You. The singer said that that's a stalker song. Listen to the words. We started sexualizing movies ever since the late 60s. Nothing was said during the late 60s, all the 70s, all the 80s, even the 90s. Remember Baywatch? We didn't say anything. We didn't even show sex trafficking. Maybe a TV show, maybe like Cagney and Lacey or something. But for the most part, we just kept it hush-hush. Then all of a sudden, you got like the McMartin daycare. They didn't do anything, but oh hey, somebody must have really not liked them and said, we're going to go after them. We're going to accuse them of this. That's the way it appeared. Then you got Mr. John Walsh, who he doesn't have the courage to interview, let's say someone like myself. He'll interview them when they got the handcuffs. Says, how do you feel? How do you feel knowing what you did? And the guy's only been accused. He hasn't even gone in front of a judge. And that's the problem, is when you got gentlemen like myself falsely accused and wrongfully convicted, then you've got men like Vince McMahon, a billionaire, who's been doing it for decades. You got a problem. The ones that you really, they should really be looking into are the billionaires, the multimillionaires and billionaires. And I am including politicians on both sides of the aisle. Check them out. But you know, they can't do that. It's a club, the good old boys club. You've heard of that. This is the whole thing. That we have gotten to a point where we normalize it. Folks, I'm going to take a little break right now and come back and we'll continue this. And we're back. You know, here the kids are. We're trying to, I know you parents are trying to protect your kids. And the people you got to actually protect them from are the ones that say, hey, like Ronald Reagan says, I believe it's the six most terrifying words. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And I'll tell you right now, we should just take care of our own, like they're doing on the border. There's port of entry, they say. They just go through that. They go through the process. And I think just to add one on there, it says, look, yeah, they come through. Okay, you want asylum? Okay. And they say they come from like Venezuela or Mexico or someplace. And if there was a way in which to make sure that they could actually know who's coming in, and more importantly, the children, you know, just say, well, you know, we have to have a, just say, a medical examination, you know, don't put them in cages or anything. They've got buildings. Just put them in these buildings and just say, you know, we're just going to make sure that everything's okay, that they're all healthy. And if the guy says, whoa, 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 I can verify. It's like, well, wait, we want to make sure, you know, they may have something you don't know about. Maybe it's something they don't even know about. Maybe they have the cold or flu. We don't want it spreading around the other children and the other people. And if they still insist on it, it says, and then just, if the guy is acting really shady and everything, go, and then starts running. You know, the doors should be able to be locked, and then you know who, at least some of them, are there trying to sneak across without being detected. But it also doesn't help that Interpol has information on people, but some countries, they don't. And it's like, they say, well, we don't know. We don't have their records. Then what do? The people that come from other countries who have that documentation, that rumor has that coyotes just take their documentation, get them across there, then that way they can use that documentation numerous times. You might see the same name over and over and over again. Or maybe you'll see a birth certificate and it'll have, they just fill in stuff. Says, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Without verifying it. Because, I don't know if you notice this, but each birth certificate has a number. And I would figure birth certificates around the world have that same code. So, that's the only solution I have. I mean, building a wall, yeah. But if you need billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to make a wall from California all the way into Texas, instead of sending, and I know there are people from the Ukraine listening to this podcast. Instead, you know, number one, sending money to there, they're supposed to help the people. Zelensky is pocketing it. All reports are indicating that him and his people are fleecing that money and using it for their own personal whatever. And that the people are still suffering. Only you people in the Ukraine actually know that. Those down in the Texas border that this fight is going on. Number one, and if I lose listeners, then I'm going to lose listeners. But I am in support of the governor down there, Governor Abbott, and the people of Texas. Do what you have to protect your own backyard. Because parents, wouldn't you do the same for your kids? You would protect them. You would make sure that the federal government didn't come on your Child Protective Services. And they do you notice they do a welfare check, even though there are people around the neighborhood says, hey, yo, what says, well, we're just checking out. And you can have neighbors that you watch each other's kids. Oh, yeah, I watch them all the time. They're perfectly all right. Or the smart thing is maybe I should contact my lawyer and have all the others say the same thing. And police are going to tell you straight out in all law enforcement. My heart goes out to you because you have to go with these sleaze bags to make you their bitch. Because they're an administrative agency, but they've been given law enforcement agency responsibilities. Even though they were not, went to the academy, they've never done anything other than take kids. So, folks, you just heard one example of what's going on in the city and suburbs of places like Chicago and New York. So, and also what's going on in states like California. Those in California, they're leaving. Now, I say this, if you can relocate to Indiana, if you can start a business here, that'd be great. South Bend really needs businesses here. And just one thing, when you relocate, just know this. What you should do is just try to accept the fact that we may do things slightly different. But, for the most part, at least for me, I just carry on with my life. I don't worry about what my neighbors do, unless, of course, it affects me. I live in an apartment building. But for the most part, you know, you say hi. I went to the Four Winds Casino the other day. Going in, gentleman says, hello, sir. How are you doing? And I said, I'm doing okay. How are you? So, we're slowly getting back to being cordial with each other. And let's just tell our politicians to go fuck themselves. But also tell our politicians, hey, get off your fat ass and actually get down to the border. Democrat and Republican, you know, Rhino and otherwise. Get down there and actually see the problem firsthand. That includes you, Donald Trump, and you, Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden can't do this, and as some say, he's going back into hiding during the election time, do you want another 4 years? Do you want to go through another election where Joe Biden is nowhere to be found until the day of the election, then all of a sudden, you know, you get a video of him saying thank you very much, and you're going, yay, yay, yay. Or do you want to see your leader where he's going out there and, you know, shaking hands, and they'll actually let him talk instead of him getting in trouble because, oh, What? You said what? Oh my god, oh my god. And all of a sudden they're doing damage control. The border is not secure, as you see. The sanctuary cities are overwhelmed by migrants. Doesn't matter if it's Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott sending them, or the federal government. They are overwhelmed. They don't have places to send them. Now they're sending them in the suburbs of Chicago and the suburbs of New York. I bet their people, all of a sudden, they're being bussed in, and the law enforcement's going, and the mayors of those towns are going, wait a minute, who are these people? And then it's there. It's like, hey, here you go. This is your problem now. So this election, do this. Think. What is it that you would want? What is it you would actually want to have happen? Do you want a president that hides, or a president that will face this? And what would you want this president to do right now? Do you want him to federalize the military, the National Guard down there? Are you willing to accept the consequences and the backlash of that? It's easy to say, oh yeah, just do that. Then martial law gets declared. And not just in Texas. But it's like, okay, if we can get away with it in Texas, let's try it in other Republican states. Like here in Indiana. I'm going to tell Holcomb, guess what? I'm federalizing your National Guard. And you can't say anything. Think of the state you're in. Of the country you're in. If they suddenly declared martial law and told the military that they're in charge, how would you feel? It would make even you in Germany, it'll make the Nazis look like the Cub Scouts. So folks, if you can give any support to the people of Texas, that'd be great. Even if it's just, you know, saying, hey, we're behind you. If you want to join the fight, or if you want to go down there, you know, because so far I haven't seen any protesters. Isn't that interesting how they're, I notice these pro-Palestinian protesters. They protesting in front of the capitals and stuff in Washington, D.C. But when it comes to this, they're doing nothing. Makes you wonder, are they actual protesters or are they paid actors, as some would say? So let's see what we can do as far as giving support to people who are actually defending the Constitution of the United States and trying to stop. They called it an invasion. Personally, I'm only going by what I see. I haven't been down at the border. And if anyone has, please post it on YouTube. Please contact the governor of Texas. State your opinion. State it to the White House. State it to your senators and congressmen, both state and federal. And tell them, hey, either you're for or against what's going on in Texas. And also tell them, those in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago, New York, suburbs of New York, tell them how you actually feel. If you have to be there every single day, be there every single day. And the only other thing I can talk about is the current mayor of South Bend, James Mueller. They want to put a they want to put a place for the homeless, the lot right next to the bus depot, you know, the school bus station. And there are people complaining and everything. There's a woman who has a PhD who is homeless. Now, the next meeting is February the 1st. I'm thinking of seriously going down there, putting my 2 cents worth in. Because there's other places that they can actually set up. And they know these places are available. James Mueller just wants to put it near, what, a bus station? School bus station? For kids? Yet there's other places. There's the old school city. It's like right across the street, over the tracks of the what we call transpo station. That would be a better place. They could refurbish it and the homeless can stay there. They can house, I would estimate, around the same amount, 80 to 120 people. And the public wouldn't have any problem with that. The problem is that the city will probably say, oh, no, 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 we cannot do that. Yet the place has been sitting. So between now and then, I'm going to start checking a few places out that I think the city could, number one, claim eminent domain so they could have the homeless there instead of just having them stay on the streets. Well, there's other places. I'll keep you posted on that. But if you don't like the way things are going now as far as the migrant crisis and the crisis at the border, then, you know, yell, holler, and scream at your city officials, state officials, the governor, the mayors, especially the mayor of Chicago and New York, who, you know, it's the Republicans' problem, Republicans' fault. Well, excuse me, you did say, hey, come on over. You did say, hey, we can take care of you. And the migrants told, hey, we're going to give you jobs. They're told. Migrants are told, and they actually say it on camera. They were told they were going to get housing, they were going to get jobs, they were going to get health care, they're going to get all this stuff. And then when they got there, you got the official saying, we don't have the resources for that. And so, in other words, the politicians lied. What a surprise. Okay, folks, this is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And this year, yell, holler, and scream at your representatives and those that are running for president and all these other positions. And ask, what are you going to do now? Check, and especially do this. Check what Joe Biden is currently doing and what Donald Trump is doing. Put aside your differences. Put aside your opinions. And actually see what each one is doing. And those, the Republicans, what are they doing? The Democrats, what are they doing? And if there's something you don't like, by all means, ask them. Call them. If you have to physically go down to their office. Not just in the state, but also at Washington, D.C. And just demand, what are you going to do about this? And how whatever their representatives, whatever their response is, make sure you record it and put it on YouTube. Flood YouTube and make sure that everyone can see the truth.